there, and welcome to Martin Hewlett's Calming Anxiety, that blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis to help you leave negative thinking, anxiety, and pain behind. Today, focus on the positives, no matter how small they are. The way we think and speak to ourselves in our own thoughts can dramatically change the way we view the world around us. Before we start, if you're new to Calming Anxiety, thank you. Do subscribe. And also, to anyone who hasn't, do try the Calming Anxiety app. There's over 700 guided sessions in one beautifully crafted small piece of software just for you. There's a direct link in the show notes, and I'd just really appreciate as many downloads as possible. Simply that. Now find the quiet place all to yourself. You can lie down or sit somewhere you won't be disturbed for a while. Headphones on as well, if you wish. And now, close your eyes and bring your thoughts inwards to focus completely on the natural, rhythmic rise and fall of every breath. Being aware of every sensation as your chest rises. Be mindful of that transition between the in and the out breath. And then as you breathe out, feel relaxation starting to flow outwards from your chest. So that with every breath, you find yourself unwinding, relaxing, and discarding the tension and stress that's built up over the day. Just feel the muscles in and around your chest, your shoulders and neck, coming loose, almost heavy, on every out-breath, and drift deeply and safely into a beautiful, natural state of trance. Relaxed and calm, with every word I say, every moment, every beat of your heart. Unwind completely, focusing purely on the rise and fall of your chest. And if you become distracted, if you find yourself daydreaming, your thoughts wandering off, which is part of being human, do not stress, just acknowledge them, so that when you're ready to, gently bring your focus back to every breath and every word I say, as your mind float further and further into a natural state of trance. Like that moment when you wake in the morning and you're not quite sure if you're still dreaming or awake. The doorway to your subconscious opens at this moment, letting you make incredible, powerful, positive changes to the way you think and feel and react. Changes that will benefit you for the rest of your life. Relax. Feel your chest, letting go of all of your stress with every out-breath. Imagine as if watching your breath on a cold winter's morning, and watching your breath tumble, twist and turn before disappearing. Now imagine all your negative thoughts, your fears, your doubts, every anxious emotion drifting away from your body with every out-breath, twisting, turning, tumbling, and disappearing forever, to leave your thoughts tranquil, calm, a beautiful stillness floats through your consciousness. Relax completely. Feel yourself drifting ever deeper. A wave of warmth, of harmony flows over every cell of your body. As you relax, think about over the last day or week, when your thoughts were negative, when you reacted negatively, maybe when you looked in the mirror and picked fault with what you saw in the reflection. Bring one memory to the fore. Now imagine that scenario in your beautiful mind, but react in a positive way. Look for the positives, for the solutions. View your world with a positive mind. So look for solutions and answers. To no longer berate who you are, to find fault in your reflection, to doubt your opinion, your values, your own unique qualities. Change your mental perception and big yourself up in everything you do, in what you see and what you feel. Believe who you are. Positivity is your key to happiness, to being committed to a more beneficial and healthy way of living. Over the days, weeks, and months ahead, catch yourself whenever you speak badly or harshly to yourself within your own thought. Ask yourself why. You are unique. Out of all of human history, there has never ever been a single person like you. For the rest of humanity's time in this universe, there will never be another you. No one views experiences this world the way you do. You do not deserve to be harsh on yourself, to put yourself down, to speak badly and harmfully within your own thoughts. Learn to stop these negative habits. When you make a mistake, when you drop something, forget something, it is part of being human. No one is perfect. Embrace your own unique ways. Apologize to no one for who you are. We can apologize for our past mistakes, but your personality, the way you think and feel, define you. But being harmful in your words to yourself are no longer needed as you grow, opening your mind and eyes to new ways of thinking, of feeling, and of reacting. Relax now and appreciate a huge shift is taking place right now in your subconscious over the way you perceive the space around you that you inhabit. You have so much more control over your world than you could possibly imagine. You control your thinking, your feelings, and yes, there will always be sad days, difficult days, with difficult decisions, but you choose how to face them, how to react to them. Just enjoy this moment of mindful time out to unite mind, body and soul, and to take another small but important step forward in your life in controlling the doubt, anxiety and negativity in your thoughts. Even further now, and in your beautiful, powerful imagination, just feel a wave of love flowing throughout your body for who you are, as if giving yourself a hug, a moment to connect with who you truly are and want to be, letting go of the painful anchor in your past. Relax. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you can open your eyes, feeling incredible, feeling positive in ways you could not have imagined months and years ago. 1, take a deep breath now. 2, becoming aware and reorientating your mind and thoughts to the beauty and joy that lie outside. 3, take another deep breath, fill your lungs up completely to the top once more. 4, stretching out your arms and legs. And 5, eyes open, smile, always smile, The action of smiling just causes a rush of emotion that you cannot falsify. It's worth practicing every day. Take care. And if you wish, do share this or put a friend, colleague, or family member in touch with this podcast so that we can spread calm and kindness around this rather beautiful planet we call home. Take care, my friend. I'll speak to you tomorrow. And as always, in everything that you and I do, be kind.